the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western theater.
Alone, singing a song under the western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around.
What does a cowboy do when all of his work is through? Just what I'm gonna do now. With money to spend and jingle off into town to mingle with all the friends I allow.
I'm dressing up in style, for in a little while I'm gonna ride into town. And every cowboy pal I know will lift his heel and toe when payday rolls around. And so I'm feeling fine, because there's lots of time until we're all homeward bound. To work and slave with cattle, sweat and swear and battle until payday rolls around. Payday rolls around.
Well, here it is, roundup time again. And this is Foy Willing saying welcome for the Riders of the Purple Sage and starting right in to round up some of your favorite Western songs. Right now, we'd like to bring back a tune that we haven't done for you in a long time. It's called Hang Your Head and Change.
Say, if I remember rightly, Foy, this number was the first song that you and the boys recorded for Capitol, wasn't it?
That's right, Terry. And we really like this song because it got us off to a wonderful start in the recording business.
Well, the folks at home must like it, too, because they sure bought a stack of records. And since everybody liked it so much, here's Hang Your Head in Shame.
Don't your conscience ever bother you? Every time you hear my name, try and think of all that I've gone through, and hang your head in shame. Someone came along and took my place, then you gave me all the blame. You should go somewhere and hide your face and hang your head in shame. When you said I was the only, just your little game. Now look back at all the harm you've done and hang your head in shame. You don't miss me since we've been apart. I wish I could say the same. Think of how you broke my trusting heart and hang your head in shame.
You know, a while the Riders of the Purple Sage were singing, I was thinking about the many things that go to make up our American way of life. Good music, good friends, and of course, good food. They all just seem to blend together to make us more happy and comfortable. And we take a lot of them for granted. Now take a food like bread, for instance. You know, it's not very often you stop and say that you want your bread soft, fresh, even textured. But you do want it that way. And Weber's know you do. That's why their bread is always soft, fresh, extra rich in flavor. You can take that for granted, believe me. Yes, you can always be sure that Weber's bread is made of the finest ingredients and that those ingredients are scientifically blended and baked to produce mighty good bread. So to be sure of good bread eating, look for Weber's bread at your grocery store. That's Weber's. Good Weber's bread.
Now, if you'll just step over into the rhythm department, I think we show just the kind of tune you've been looking for. It's one of the most popular items we carry in stock, and Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage have got it arranged in a nice, neat package ready for immediate delivery. Here they are with Any Time.
Any time you're feeling lonely, any time you're feeling blue, any time you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Any time you're thinking about me, that's the time I think of you. Any time you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you. Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I think of you. Anytime you say you want only my love, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Boy, how long has it been since we did a song about Texas?
Well, I reckon I don't exactly know, Terry. But if it's been more than a week, it's been too long.
Hey, maybe we better look through the book and get out something that says Texas in the title, or we're liable to have a large delegation of Lone Star lovers heading our way with a big beef. And I don't mean an overgrown cow.
I know just what you mean, Terry. But there's no need for them to get excited, because we've got one here that's guaranteed to keep them happy from Texarkana to El Paso. For all Texans, wherever they are, here's the Texas Blues.
Oh, those Texas Blues, blues down to my shoes. Gonna catch that Santa Fe and I'll soon be on my way. Oh, those Texas Blues. Lone Star Reverie, that's my destiny. Waco, Fort Worth, San Antonio, any old town is home sweet home. How it beckons me. Chugging down that railroad track, Texas home, I'll soon be back. See that fireman shoveling coal, all aboard, let her roll. All those Texas blues, lonesome Lone Star blues. There you'll find the rainbows and the pot of gold, the lonesome friend, all those Texas blues. Thank you.
back. Texas home, I'll soon be back. See that fireman shoving coal. All aboard, let her roll. All those Texas blues, lonesome, Lone Star blues. There you'll find the rainbows and the pot of gold, a thankful friend. All those Texas blues.
And this is the time for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to bring you another of their adventures of the West. This time, it's a story about the wide, mysterious Indian country and a fine old citizen of the West named Chief Many Horses. Anyone who knows the West and travels our highways knows, or thinks he knows, the Indians. But to know the real aristocrats of the Indian land, to learn their customs, their fine character and fierce pride, you should travel the back roads to the Indian villages, visit their dances and festivals, and see them at home. Our story today is about the Navajo country and the Navajo people. Their land is a rugged stretch of desert and plateau, and one corner of it includes the fabulous fairyland of Monument Valley. You've seen its rocky pinnacles in 100 motion pictures, but few except the picture makers have followed the trading post trail from Arizona up through Tuba City and Kayenta to the isolated trading post of Harry Goulding in Utah. There, 100 miles from the highway and the railroad, is the setting for our story.
Drifting along, singing a song under...
The Riders of the Purple Sage were in Monument Valley on location when this adventure started. Foy and Al Sloy had ridden far down the valley one morning when suddenly, the sky darkened and down upon them came one of the sudden desert storms that travelers in the Navajo country have learned to fear.
Say, boy, this storm is getting kind of nasty.
Sure is, Al. And I don't like the idea of being caught so far out on the desert if we're in for a sandstorm.
Well, how far is it back to the trading post?
Oh, it must be about 20 miles.
Well, that's a good long ride, even in good weather.
It's too long a ride, Al. I think we better find some place to hold up until this blows over.
Yeah, but where? You say that like we could look around here and pick out a hotel for the night.
Oh, you're a long way from a hotel, brother. You'll be lucky if you can find a nice cave or some big rocks to hide behind.
Well, big rocks we've got. This valley is full of the biggest darn rocks I ever saw.
Well, pick out one of them, then. Let's get behind it. Another hour out here and we'll be sandblasting.
Oh, sounds like we're going to have more than a sandstorm.
Yeah. Sure hope it's no good that we don't run into one of those desert cloudbursts.
Oh, me too. I like to drown in one time. You wouldn't think to look at this country that ever got wet. But when it starts raining, rivers come pouring down every wash. Well, I remember one time
I know.
Oh, brother.
But right now, let's head across this arroyo to that big monument over there. Looks like we might find a cave in there somewhere. Get up, boy.
Come on, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Here comes the rain.
Oh, lots of it. Boy, what are we doing out here anyway?
I wish I knew. Seemed like a good idea when we started out.
Well, let's hurry and get across this wash. Maybe we can find a shelter in those rocks over there.
Wait a minute, Al. Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. What's the matter, boy?
Here comes an Navajo. He's waving like he wants to talk to us.
Wait, friend.
He wants to talk to us, all right.
Yeah.
Turn around. Follow me.
We just want to cross over those rocks and get out of the rain.
This way. Follow me.
Maybe we'd better.
This way. Follow me.
Maybe we'd better.
Oh, let's wait till it stops raining.
No, let's do what he tells us. He knows this country. Up, boy. Come on.
Come on. Let's get out of here,
then. Let's go. Fast. This way.
Okay, come on, boy. Let's go.
Look. The water comes.
Hey, a flood.
Coming right down the arroyo. Let's get out of here.
Come on, horse. Let's move. Fast. Get out of here.
Up here. Yeah, around the next turn is a cave. There you will be safe.
That's just what we were looking for, but we didn't know where to look.
Where you were riding, you would have found sudden death.
Yeah. I guess we wouldn't have had much of a chance if that flood had hit us. You know, we're mighty glad you came along when you did.
You needed me. That is enough.
Maybe so, but it's sure nice of you. My name's Al Sloy, and this is Foy Willing.
My name you would not understand. In your tongue, it would be Chief Many Horses. Yeah, right through here. Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Chief. Over there, boy.
Oh, say, this is all right. Look at the size of that cave.
Yeah.
Well,
man, what a relief. I really got soaked.
Thanks to Many Horses, we didn't wind up swimming down to the Colorado River.
Yeah. We could camp in here for a week and be nice and dry. Come in out of the rain, Chief.
No, Indians never go in cave. It is house of Chindi.
Chindi? What's that for?
Chindi is the spirits of the dead people. As far as I know, it's the only thing the Navajos are afraid of.
You mean they're afraid of ghosts?
That's right. Remember those hogans we saw with a hole knocked in the north side of them?
Oh, yeah, those mud houses that look like igloos.
Uh-huh. Someone died in those houses, and no Indian will ever live there again.
Mm.
Probably the same thing happened here.
Now, many years ago, a great chief come here to die. Now, for a long time, Chindi live in cave.
Well, I'd just as soon share the place with your Chindi, long as this rain keeps up. We might be here for a couple of days.
Desert rains like my people never stay long in one place.
Well, I hope you're right, Chief.
Very soon now, rain will go.
That's good enough for me. You knew about the flood before it happened, Chief.
Say, that's right. And you must have known where to find us.
Yes. My people know many things. I've gone to schools of your people. I've learned much there. But you will never know the things we know here in the desert.
I've heard about that. Andy Devine told me about an old Indian woman whose sister died in California. And this woman showed up at the trading post all ready to travel, even before the telegram ever got there to tell her about it.
It is so. We think nothing of it among my people.
Well, Many Horses, why don't you think real hard and tell me if we'll get back to the trading post safe and sound tonight?
Well, the Navajos are not fortune tellers. We know only what is to be done. Soon Nushtar, the sun god, will return, and you may ride in peace. But, well, until then, there is much to be done here in the cave of the Chindi.
You mean you want us to go into the cave?
The house of the Chindi is not to be entered by the Diné. The spirits are of my people. I cannot go in.
But why does anybody have to go?
I do not know. We know only what is to be done. The cave must be entered. The spirits, the Ebiche, have told me to find someone. So I went to the top of the mesa, and there I saw you. It is you who must enter.
Well, it sure looks as if the spirits were pointing right at us, Al.
Now, wait a minute. We're out here to make a picture. I'm not at all happy about getting excited and mixed up with the Chindis in the cave. My gosh.
Well, maybe the chief's right, though. Maybe there is something in there we should have a look at. You know, I wish we had a flashlight with us.
Here is flashlight. Navajos have many things your people use.
Well, that puts it right up to us, Al. Get your rope. We might have to do some climbing.
Okay. Well, I never ran into anything like this in my life.
And bring that rifle off of my saddle, too. Can't tell what we'll get into.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. But my nerves are playing the second course of Tiger Rag right now.
Oh, remember how it goes when we'll make an arrangement of it.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a few minutes, Chief.
It is well that you go. Soon you will see what is to be done.
Haven't you got any idea?
Only that it must be done.
Well, snap on the light, boy.
This is really a hole in the ground. Watch your step.
It isn't easy going, but don't stumble into one of those holes. They look like they haven't any bottom to them.
Keep looking for whatever we're supposed to be looking for.
Well, it'd sure help if the spirit would give us a hint.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard something.
Probably Chindis.
Oh, they only bother the Navajos. Hello?
Don't hear anything but the echo.
Hear that?
Somebody yelled for help. Hey, over there. Come on, boy. Over here.
Hey, watch out, Al.
Oh, brother. I almost fell in that one.
Down in that hole.
Help me out.
Shine the light that way.
There he is. Can you tie a rope around you, old-timer, when we drop it down?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Here it comes. I don't know how you got in there, but we'll have you out in a hurry. There's the rope.
Yeah, thanks, bud. I'm awful weak, but I'll make it.
Boy, what's that? Ghost?
Ghost, nothing. It's a mountain lion. Over there. Here, hold the light out.
Hey, shoot him. He's been waiting to get me for 3 days.
I'll shoot him for you, Pop.
He's a killer.
Hold the light steady, Al.
Well, don't miss. Shoot.
That does it.
Oh, let's get the old timer out of that hole and get out of here. I don't like this place.
All set down there?
Yep. Hold away.
All right. Easy, Al. Yeah. Easy, Al. Take it slow.
Don't let your feet slip.
A little more. Yeah. Now, grab his arms.
Hold him, boy. I got him.
There you are, old-timer.
Thanks a lot. Figured I was a goner for sure. Knew darn well no engine had ever come in here to find me.
Well, you're okay now. We'll carry you out of the cave and get you back to Harry's trading post.
You don't need to carry Jake Dennis. I can walk as long as I take it easy. I've been prospecting in this country for 30 years. Made me kind of tough. Well, let's go.
I suppose you came in here prospecting.
Nope. Well, with that darn cougar in here. It had been killing Injun sheep, and since Navajos are my friends, I figured I'd do them a favor and get the cat. Fell right down that hole and couldn't climb out.
Well, Foy got the cat, so maybe we've kind of paid back a favor. It was a Navajo that saved our lives a few minutes ago and sent us here after you.
Says his name is Chief Many Horses. He didn't know what was in the cave, but he said something had to be done.
Many Horses, huh? Well, fine man. Reckon the spirit's been talking to him.
Say, Jake, is all that stuff true about these Indians?
Well, don't know. Indians don't live like we do. I've seen things happen around here that I wouldn't even tell you about. There's a lot of things in this world that shouldn't ought to be questioned.
Makes you almost believe in their spirits and chindies and the rest of them.
Yeah, why not? I believe in the greatest of all their spirits. I ain't seen him for 3 days, but he's sure going to look good to me when I get out of here.
Now, look, Pop, are you sure you feel all right?
Well, of course I feel all right. Why do you think the Navajo houses face the east?
Well, I don't know. What's that got to do with it?
Well, that's so the sun god can look into every house the first thing in the morning, see that everything's all right. And I tell you, young feller, that's something we could learn from the Navajos. Wake up every morning with the sun god looking in your door, and you can be as sure as these engines that whatever has to be done will get done.
You know, friends, sometimes my job is pretty hard. Now, that's a fact. Because every time I start talking about Weber's bread, there's so much I could tell you that I'd take up too much time. So right now, I'll only take a few seconds to tell you that Weber's bread is mighty good eating. Yes, indeed. It's made of the finest ingredients. It's baked in the most modern, scientific way. It's fresh, soft, even textured, and it's plain downright delicious. You know, a lot of folks agree with me, too. They know they can always depend on Weber's bread to give them that extra rich flavor, fresh baked softness. And I'd like you to try it, too. I want you to know just how good bread can be. So try Weber's bread once, and then you'll know, too. The next time you're shopping, get a loaf of good Weber's bread. You'll see it at your store in its bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper. It's good. Good Weber's bread.
From the desert land of our story today, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage take you into the mountain country of the West. Here in a classic Western song, we find the land of deep grassy valleys and tiny blue rivers. In a land where there's little enough water, there's music to the ear of any Westerner where the cool, clear water spills.
There's a pretty spot in Texas where I long once more to be, where the mountains touch the river that hurries out to sea. It was there I took my darling just to see those rippling waves,
and we walked along river where the cool clear water spills. Cool clear water, clear water. And we walked along the river where the cool clear water spills.
that stroll along the river, that lonely memory. And I know that you're still waiting down among the daffodils. And we'll walk along the river where the cool, clear water spills. Cool, clear water. Clear water. And we'll walk along the river where the cool, clear water spills.
Wraps up another show in our All-Star Western Theater. This is Foy Willing, hoping you'll be back again next week, and saying so long for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the writers of the Purple Sage. Tom Holland helped us tell our story. Thanks to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long, and may the sun god of the Indians shine on you till we see you again.
If you would like to attend one of our broadcasts, simply address your requests to the All-Star Western Theater, Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System, Hollywood, California, telling us which Saturday you prefer. The tickets will be mailed to you promptly. The bakers of that good Weber's bread have presented your All-Star Western Theater from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles.